Nerd Rage Renegades.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nerd Rage Renegades podcast. Been a little bit, been a lot of stuff going on, but we're back and we're going to be getting on a regular schedule because we know you all miss us. We know you miss us. And we're back.
More consistent. We put out a couple and then we took a hiatus and then we came back.
we're old. We need those breaks.
Yeah, we're old
now. We're not the young renegades anymore. We're like the old crotchety renegades.
Yeah, there's some podcasts that like are once a month like that, though.
Yeah.
We're usually once a week. We're getting back into the swing of it. We're going to be back there sooner or later.
Darn right. Life is getting good. Life is getting good. I do want to start off, though, from the Nerd Rage Renegades family, and I know Panda would say the same thing, being a huge wrestling fan, saddened by the announcement yesterday of this passing of superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, I just heard about that this morning, actually. Yeah. I didn't know.
WWE Hall of Famer, former WWF champion. You know, one of those guys, a lot of it's coined from Muhammad Ali, but superstar Billy Graham, really, he was one of the guys that was like, I'm the man of the hour, the man with the power, too sweet to be sour, you know. He was one of those that he floated like a butterfly, stung like a bee, ahead of his time. He influenced so many people, Jesse the Body Ventura, Hulk Hogan. A lot of those guys were influenced by the superstar. Above his time back in the day when a lot of the wrestlers, you know, plain tights, they all looked alike. He came out there with, like, the tie-dye. He had the huge, you know, he was the first one to say he had the pythons, and Hogan would later take on that moniker of, you know, the pythons. But passing a superstar Billy Graham, it's so weird now you think about it, and I was thinking about this, is, you know, as we get older, a lot of these people that we grew up with, that were around our entire lives, are passing away. And we know, you know, they're getting older. They're getting older, too, and time, you know, does its thing. Elon hasn't – it's not there yet where our consciousnesses are going to be downloaded into a computer.
But soon. Soon.
It's going to be soon. And Chief and I are going to be the greatest viruses of all time.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you to so many porn sites. It's not going to be funny.
I want a mech killbot body. That's what I'm hoping for.
I just want to go, where are my balls? Where are my balls?
Where did they go? They're in my consciousness, but they're not on my body.
Where are my balls, Summer? So deep condolences out to the family of superstar Billy Graham. Any wrestling fan, you know,
I hadn't heard that like all week. When did that happen?
Yesterday. Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Okay. I just heard it this morning on a show I was watching.
I heard it like late last night. I think I was watching Chicago Med and it popped up on my phone. I was like, oh man. Condolences. But Chief, do you have Paramount Plus, right? Or do you know?
I don't know if I do or not. I had it and I don't know if I kept up on it or not. I don't ever watch anything on it, so I don't know. I have it occasionally and I can get it if there's something on there.
So the reason why I ask is Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll get that tonight.
And it is great. I saw it in the theaters. Which one?
It looked good.
We're going to talk about that. A couple movies I saw in theaters over the last couple of months. We're late, but we're getting to it.
I've heard super positive stuff about D&D because that first one they made was fucking awful.
But now it's like a guilty pleasure movie.
Oh yeah, well,
you
got to
watch it for Jeremy.
Jeremy Irons is
your age.
But there's nothing to it. It's boring, and you don't care about it. But this one looked really cool.
So
it looked like they actually took stuff from the game put it in the movie.
You know that part in Family Guy where Peter's in the theater and they say like the title of the movie and he's just like, ah, he said it, right?
Yeah.
That was me this entire movie, right? Like they mentioned Baldur's Gate. They mentioned Beholders. They mention so many things, and a lot of the things they don't explain, which I think is good, because in a day where a lot of movies, especially if it's more like a geek culture movie, they need to explain things for like the civilian audience. They don't in this one. It's just like you see creatures that are from D&D, and unless you've played the game, you know the monster manuals, you're not gonna know what it is, but those of us who have been in that realm, you know, those of us who have prayed to the cult of Gygax, we will watch that and be like, hey, there's that and there's that, because there's so much little bit in there. Like the beginning, legit, Chris Pine is basically giving his character's backstory. So it's kind of like he was filling out his character backstory sheet at the very beginning of this. Like it goes through like how he got here and what his, why he's this and then that. And the whole premise is he's telling this backstory to get out of prison.
Excuse me.
He's telling this whole backstory to get out of prison. And as you go through the movie, I mean, there's the different races. So there's like, you'll see dragons, you'll see dragon people, you know, the draconoids, like the dragon people. You'll see cat people. There's a tiefling. One of the main
Well,
characters
I
is a
saw the preview.
tiefling.
I know there's an owlbear in it, at least.
That's the tiefling. That's the wild thing. She turns into the owlbear. She turns into all sorts of different things. You know, she's got the horn. She's got a tail. You've got the main character is a bard. That's his class. He's a bard. And then you have your warrior. You have your sorcerer. They talk about paladins, you know, and you know, they talk about Everwinter and all this other stuff. It is just, there's so much. And what's funny is it's very tongue in cheek because they make fun of themselves in it. And I don't know what they did to Hugh Grant. I don't know if they just hired Hugh Grant, because we haven't seen Hugh Grant in a long ass time.
Hey,
So
he looks old now.
he looks
Saw
old,
him the
but
other
I don't. So I don't know if they went with Hugh Grant and said, "Look, here's your lines. Just say them however you want. We
day.
don't care." Because Hugh Grant, you can watch, if as you watch this film, you can see he is having so much fun. Like you can just feel how fun he is having
Well,
this
that's what
role.
Irons did in the first one. He just went nuts.
Yeah, and Hugh Grant is like the exact same way. Like he's a villain, but he's smiling and he's chipper and he's happy and he's just, it is so good. And yes, you got the owl bear. They talk about the Emerald Enclave. You know, you've got the Harper's Guild. There's a scene where one of the characters, they're actually in a dungeon, and the character is telling them how they have to get across this bridge. And he's saying, you have to take three steps to the left, and then one step forward, and then two steps to the right, and then you have to make sure, but don't step on here. But if you step on here, this could happen. But don't, you know, like a full dungeon master. And then the guy just steps on one of the guys just steps on the bridge, and it collapses. And he's like, oh, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to step on the bridge, you know. But there's all these little things in there that is just hilarious. And the story is good. The story makes sense. They talk about the Red Priests are in it. But it's definitely a fun movie, and I think it is a movie that one was made for D&D fans, but also a movie that if you know nothing about D&D, you're just gonna go have a good, you know, sword and sorcery type movie.
Well, I like movies that put that implied history in them anyway, because it's a difference between like there's plenty of stuff in Marvel movies that I like there's just a lot of cool visuals in Marvel movies, but one of the things I fucking hate about Marvel movies is they batter you over the head with the exposition and tell you every little thing that's going on. That's why I love the Deadpool movies so much. The Deadpool movies don't do that. The Deadpool movies, here's Deadpool, here's the Marvel universe, he already lives in it, everybody knows about superheroes. We're not going to over-explain any of this shit. We're just going to show you this wacky shit for 2 hours. That's why I think the two Deadpool movies are two of the best superhero movies ever made, because they work on that principle that this is an implied. You don't need to know everything about this world. The characters all know about this world, so we're not going to beat you over the head with exposition about
Hi Wade. Hi Yuki.
it.
I hope Yuki's in the next movie, because that girl made that movie for me.
Those two movies are so fucking good.
Can we only afford two X-Men? Is that all we can afford? The
I look,
studio
they're all
makes all this
hiding.
money?
They're all hiding in a room from him.
But definitely the Dungeons and Dragons movie, I think it does a lot better than the first one. It is so good. I
The
hope
trailer is better than the first one.
it does. Chris Pine, like everybody has so much fun in this movie. All the actors are great. There's just so much fun in it, and it makes sense in the realm. You know, there's dragons, there's beasts, there's fights. It's and what's real. So there's one part where at the close to the end of the movie, where you have your hero group that's the main characters of the movie, right? But then you have all these other groups, and some of them look like they're just cosplaying, like they're LARPing in this realm. It is so funny. And dwarves do show up at, you know, certain times, but not. It's just like cameos and stuff. So there's a bigger world that they could build, but it's so good.
Too magic.
Too magic. This is Birdseed. I throw the Birdseed. I say too magic. You go down and you run off and you run off crying and saying, "Oh my god, I'm dead." I'm sorry. That is still. I'm sorry. Whatever happened with the change the channel thing and the stuff about the nostalgia critic. That those movies. I still love those movies.
They're great. They're still good. The Doug's still funny. That channel's not. Whatever happened there, I don't have anything to do with it, and I don't think Doug had anything to do with
it. We tried at one point to have something to do with it. We did audition for Channel Awesome at one point, but they said
did we? I don't even
yeah,
remember doing that.
Yeah, we did. This was years ago. I had put us in for an audition with Channel Awesome, but they had said they already had too many podcasts at that time.
Okay. I'm kind of glad we didn't get in on there because I heard it was just a nightmare dealing with that dude that runs it.
Yeah.
Because it's not Doug. It's a guy that.
It was Mike Michaud. Mike Michaud was the owner.
He runs everything.
Yeah.
And I would not want to deal with that guy. Because, man, Bleeding Cool was bad enough.
Bleeding Cool sucked. Bleeding Cool sucked, man. But no, did you hear Brad's going to be a dad? Brad's wife is pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Brad's going to be a dad. I hear.
His videos are going to change.
There's going to be a baby snob. and then, if I remember correctly, not too long ago, maybe a year or so ago, I don't know, but I think Phaelus and Lupa got married not too long ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I saw the last couple of videos and they were in the same place. And I was like, was he just there all the time now or has she moved to Canada or what's going
on? Yeah, they got married.
It looked like it's in Phaelus's house. It's all his stuff.
So I always wonder, does he have like a house and like a mini house where he does his videos?
I think he's got a shed.
Yeah, I think that's where he does most of the videos is the shed, and that's where he keeps every. I mean, when you have that many Galaxy Warriors, I mean, where are you going to put them all? When you have like 50 Baltards, what are you going to do with all the Baltards? I would just line them up on a shelf.
That guy must make some mad money on the side, too, because he does like, he works on, I think, commercial effects or something. I think he does like special effects for TV commercials or something.
He does some good shit.
Like on the side. So he makes money.
He does. He makes some money. Another movie that I saw in theaters, and I can't wait till this is out streaming for you to watch, is I went to the theaters and I saw Evil Dead Rise. Because we're big Evil Dead fans.
Oh yeah.
So this one is kind of like a continuation. This is a continuation, not a continuation. It's like the sequel, but not like a direct sequel to the remake that came out in 2015, something like that. That remake that came out, which I honestly enjoyed. I thought that remake was really well done. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what they were going to, because they had Bruce Campbell did a little cameo into that one.
So he has a voice cameo in Dead Rise. And the director has said that he believes it's a time-displaced Ash Williams.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like it's going on in two, like it's two different timelines, but they are connected. The movies are connected. They're not, it's not... all the Ash stuff is connected to this series, but he's just vaguely in the background of it.
Yeah, so what they did was, so this one takes place in a high-rise apartment complex where a earthquake happens, and these kids find one of the Books of the Dead in this underground vault that was underneath his apartment complex, and they found records. So it's the same old trope. They find the book. The book is creepy. You get the records. You listen to the records. It unleashes the deadites, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's why I like Evil Dead Rise. Here's a big couple reasons. One, the main actor.
I do need to see it still. I haven't seen it, but I will see it. It is.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to spoil much. But this is what, the first of all.
Well,
the main
for
actor.
Anyone listening, I have not seen it, so don't look to me for any information.
Don't look to him. Listen to me. Listen to me over here. The main actress is amazing. Her facial effects, her look as a deadite is just...
is not the girl from the last movie. This is completely different.
This is a completely different. This is... Right. Hold on. I'll bring it up here. So this is Alyssa Sutherland. She plays Ellie. She plays the mother in
any
this.
Any relation to Donald?
No. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. Let me see here. No, because she's from Australia, and I don't think they're from Australia.
Okay. No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not from Australia. But she hasn't been in much. She's done, like, She oh well, the biggest thing you would know her as is she was Aslog on Vikings.
I didn't watch this though, so I
Yeah,
wouldn't
but she
know.
that's her biggest thing. I would say to claim to fame. But here she is. She's Ellie. She's the main Deadite. Every moment she's on screen, she's chewing up the scenery. Like her facial expressions, the way she moves is amazing. Like you want her on screen all of the time as a Deadite. Like she's that damn good.
So does it follow like all the same rules as the other movies? Like it jumps from person to person, they all get kind of possessed and run around
Yes.
and okay.
Yes. Now here's the second reason why I love this movie, and I think this is another reason why horror films today sometimes miss the mark. Is because a lot of times in horror movies, if you have children, right? The children survive. Because,
Yeah.
oh, we don't want any, we don't want to hurt the children, right?
Dogs and kids always live.
Oh no, in this movie, kids get killed left and right. Because the main characters, other than the mom who's a deadite and her sister who's the second main character, all the other characters are kind of like teenagers. They're 15, 16 and below, right? They don't care. They're dead. They're getting killed. I mean, like it don't they're getting possessed, it don't matter. And that's something I loved. I was like, "You know what? In a horror like this, a demon, deadite, entity, whatever, it's not going to care if you're a child. It's not going to
Are the
leave you be."
phrases "Dead by Dawn" or "I'll swallow your soul" used at any
Yes.
point?
They are
Okay.
used. The line, "Come get some," is also used
Oh.
in this film.
All
There is a chainsaw.
right.
So there is a chainsaw. There is a shotgun. There is a boomstick. And it does have that same trope. Like, when the original girl gets possessed, it's the trees, and the trees wrap, the branches wrap around her, and that's how she kind of gets possessed. This
Yeah.
one, it's not a tree, it's the cable wires of an elevator wraps around and kind of spreads her out. They did a really cool homage to The Shining with the elevator of blood. There's
Yeah.
a really cool elevator of blood scene. They show a
And
lot.
did Raimi produce this one? Raimi's
Yeah,
involved
he
in
produced it.
this.
Him,
Yeah.
I want to say him and his brother, not Ted, his other brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh,
As
I
long as
know
Raimi's involved, it's probably gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, I know he did do, and I think Campbell also helped produce it.
Yeah, he was involved somehow because he's been promoting it big time on Twitter.
Yeah, but it was directed by Lee Cronin, not Cronenberg. Cronin, although I think Cronenberg would have done a damn good job.
I'll tell
It
you
was
what, another
Cronenberg.
Sam Raimi movie that's underrated is Drag Me to Hell. Anybody who hasn't seen Drag Me to
Yeah.
Hell, see that movie because it's fucking great.
That's good. And I have it on good authority. Peter Long should actually be known as Peter Wide. But it follows the same tropes as the Evil Dead, as a normal Evil Dead movie. It does jump from people to people. It does, leave open that the Deadites are still out there. There's this huge amalgamation Deadite that happens in the movie. That's pretty cool. It's a really good movie, and it's the some of the shots are real cool because some of the shots are done like you're looking through the peephole of the apartment building, like the apartment door.
Yeah.
So you see what like goes on in the peephole, like outside in the hallway. So you don't get everything, but you'll see like the mother Deadite like walk by, and then like a body part get thrown one way and another way, and so it's really really good. I have to admit, very good. If you're a fan of the Evil Dead series, definitely go and see it. I think it's a very good watch. I think it's a very good watch.
I also have a recommendation if you haven't seen either of the Terrifier movies. If you really
Oh
want some
yeah.
really gory, horrifying horror movies, those two are, man, that those movies are fucking
I know
great.
the original Terrifier is on Tubi.
Yeah, Terrifier 2 is on Amazon right now for
Yeah.
free if
So
you
you can
can
watch
watch it.
that.
So
Really good. It
it's, oh man, it's crazy.
Dude, Tubi is like my new shit. Tubi has like everything. So Tubi not only has like multiple episodes of Mystery Science Theater from all across the board, from Joel all the way to Jonah as
Yeah, if
host.
you also if you can't if you don't have this, YouTube has every season. There's a guy on there, that Ted, and because Joel has always been cool about people bootlegging the show. Even the old shows used to say, please keep trading the tapes, because people would tape it back when it was on TV. They would tape it on VHS and trade it with their friends for other movies. And so Joel's never been litigious about people putting Mystery Science Theater on YouTube. So there's a guy that's got every single episode of every season on there, except for the new ones, except for the Netflix seasons.
Yeah.
But he's got all 10 years of Joel and Mike.
But also,
even KTMA, Comedy Central, he's got KTMA on there too.
Yeah, before TV's Frank.
Yeah, way before.
When you had Dr. Larry. Now, here's what's cool. If you have the Roku channel,
I do have the Roku channel.
They do have the 24-hour Mystery Science Theater 3000 channel.
Yeah.
So,
well, YouTube had, they have a channel too.
And so does Twitch. Twitch has it too. But you can.
Oh yeah, RiffTrax has a Twitch channel, and they stream movies on there all the time, so you can watch them live doing it.
And that's on the Mystery Science Theater channel too. Is they'll do Mystery Science, they'll do MSTK shows, then they'll show RiffTrax, but then they'll also show Cinematic Titanic.
Oh yeah, Cinematic Titanic is great too. Yeah. I got a bunch of those
now. And Mystery Science does also have a new streaming platform called the Gizmoplex. That is their new streaming platform.
Yeah, that's
platform.
The new stuff with Joel and the new hosts and stuff.
Yeah, Jonah. Now Crow has a female voice.
Yeah, it's weird. I tried
that's
watching
weird.
It. I couldn't take it. It wasn't because it's a girl. It's because the voice. It's cartoony.
Yeah.
It's a real high, like, nasally cartoony voice.
Because I was especially happy because Joel's come back and did two – he hosted two episodes, two new of the,
yeah,
of the new episodes.
Yeah, he was in the theater, but that Crow voice
that
was
crow
just
voice
fucking
bad.
Awful.
It's bad. Like,
well,
I'm sorry.
10 years of it to enjoy besides
I mean, that, I prefer, you know, Trace Ballou doing Crow and you know –
Bill
even,
Corbett
Bill
when
Corbett
he was
is really good. You know, we always miss Forrester, but now we have Kinga. Patton Oswalt, though, I'm sorry, there's something about Patton Oswalt. Like, I see him in so many movies nowadays. Like, Patton Oswalt is everywhere. And I'm sorry, he grates on my nerves sometimes. It's it's like, why do I see Patton Oswalt everywhere?
Yeah, I,
like, he's in the Marvel. He's in Marvel now. And even though people are, why do people, here's my question. And I see it everywhere. People bash the Eternals so much. Now, I can understand The Eternals was a very odd choice for a movie because they are an odd choice.
I thought it would be more the deviants involved, and it would be more of like the intelligent deviants
and had
more to do with the Sentinels and shit like that, and it didn't really.
But it was not that bad of a movie if you want to explain more cosmic stuff. I think it was just not they released it at the wrong time.
Yeah, I think that script could have been a lot better because they should have had their connection to the Inhumans. They should have had their connection to the Sentinels. They should have shown the war with the Deviants more.
Yep.
Because the Deviants weren't just mindless animal creatures. They were like intelligent. They were intelligent versions of the Eternals themselves. They were like
mutations
of.
It's crazy. Third movie I saw, I did see the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh yeah.
I
heard good things about that, too.
So here's what's really good is there's so many Easter eggs in that film. If you are an old-school retro Nintendo fan, there are so many Easter eggs that you just look and you're just like, oh, my God. So, for example, the pizza parlor in the place is called Punch-Out Pizza. And there's pictures of, like, Glass Joe and King Hippo up on the wall. There's a guy in there whose name is Giuseppe, and he's voiced by Charles Martinet, you know, the voice of Mario. From the games, but he's modeled after the original Jumpman Mario from Donkey Kong, and he's playing a Donkey Kong style game. Pac-Man makes an appearance on an arcade cabinet. When Mario's running through the city at the beginning, it basically looks like he's running through World 1-1. They have the old Mario rap. It's the Mario Brothers, and Plumbin's the game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. They have that. They have the original voice of Princess Toadstool from the Mario Brothers Super Show in their first brief cameo. They do the Donkey Kong rap from Nintendo 64. You know, that's in there. Diddy Kong makes an appearance. Dixie Kong makes an appearance. You know, you see the Yoshis, but it's not the Yoshi. It's just Yoshis. You don't, you know.
What was the? There was another Mario song about the.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's
what
time
was
to
the one
go
for
do
the?
the
There was
Mario.
one for a commercial that was like something in the plumbing.
Oh, I forget. I forget.
I can't remember what game it was for. It was.
But that. So that's the one thing I think they missed out on is during the end credits they should have played Do the Mario.
Yeah.
And it should have been. They should have taken the
Captain
original.
Lou.
It should have been Cap'n Lou because we all know the Charles Martinet. Yes, you're great as Mario. But Captain Lou is Mario. For those of us 80s kids, Captain Lou was Mario. But, I mean, Donkey Kong's in it. There's one character who's just so, like, they're all captured by Bowser, and they're all like, we need to get out of here. And he's just like, there is no escape but the sweet release of death. And they're all like, shut up! Why are you so, you know? Charlie Day is, of course, Luigi.
Yeah.
You know?
Charlie and from Always Sunny, which
Always
is also
Sunny.
The greatest sitcom in TV history.
And does your cat make too much noise? The stomping around? Kitten Mittens! So, okay. So I did show my girlfriend the Kitten Mittens episode. Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Dennis. Because Dennis is a rapist.
Dennis is my favorite character.
Even though she doesn't truly understand that Dennis is a 5-star man.
Okay? Yeah,
well, he's a 5-star man. But it was during the episode. He was like, no, I wasn't talking about raping your wife. I was just talking about making love to her while she was asleep. It's sensual. It's loving. You know. You know, and of course, the Kitten Mittens episode is where, like, what are you doing with that busty whore? What are you doing with that busty whore?
Well, if you watch the series long enough, you find out a lot of Dennis is bullshit. Like, it is a front for Mac and Charlie to think he's cool, and he's really not that fucking cool. And I like when the lighting that he didn't have his. There's one episode where Dennis didn't have his beautifying regimen.
Yes.
And they showed what he really looks like, and he was just really. Like sallow, gross.
Yes.
Balding. He had a bald spot.
So great. But yeah, the Mario movie, great. Princess Peach was great in it. There were so many callbacks, so many, you know, there's just so many things to it. Really good. I think over the last couple of years with like the Sonic movies, Mario, they're finally getting video game movies done right. You know, you don't have to add in all these new characters that were never in the games or something like that. Yeah, Sonic has those humans in it, but Sonic 2 was good, and Jim Carrey is a great Robotnik. I truly thought Jim Carrey just loved, and he wants to play Fat Robotnik. He wants to be a Fat Robotnik. He's been like saying, "Please let me go Fat Robotnik." But so I saw those three movies over the last month. I'm going to be going to go see Guardians 3 here, hopefully within the next week or so. To see Dave Bautista's last run as Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty sad.
I hear it's a sad movie, but I hear they have a brand new Guardians team at the end.
I heard that they're gonna go to Half World in this one.
Yeah.
And see all the animals where Rocket comes from.
The only thing I don't like is Sylvester Stallone isn't in this one.
I really seriously want a Guardians 3000 movie with Stallone and that crew. Charlie 27 and Martinex and all the other Guardians.
Did you hear about who apparently is going to be Mr. Fantastic?
I heard it's going to be Kylo Ren from what they're saying. But...
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be Kylo Ren.
Yeah, I never would have thought about it. Maybe. I mean, I don't really – I'm not too picky as long as they don't pick somebody just ridiculous, you know.
It's one of those things, like, certain characters are just kind of like, okay, that actor is going to play that character. It's
I thought
like...
the guy in Doctor Strange was okay. I thought that was pretty good.
Cumberbatch?
No, the guy from the guy from The Office that played Reed Richards in Doctor Strange.
Oh, I thought he was great. I thought he was
that
great.
That was cool. I like that he was. He had a more Reed Richards like persona. I thought.
Yeah, he had a really. And he looked like Reed, in my opinion. Like he looked like Reed. Of course, that movie for me is all about the Scarlet Witch, and we know I love Scarlet Witch. Yeah. That's
Witch of Wendigore.
Witch, and she's still alive. I guarantee you. Even though you know, they've been
Nobody's
keeping it coy.
In comics.
Only Uncle Ben. Only Uncle Ben is dead. But
and
even
Batman's
then,
Batman's parents.
That's yeah, and Batman's parents. But even then, they're alive in other dimensions. I mean,
oh yeah, there's a Spider-Man Uncle Ben in one of
yeah.
the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, and I mean, Thomas Wayne ends up becoming Batman. You know, in the Flashpoint,
true.
which, understanding that freaking what's his face is a piece of trash, the guy playing the Flash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That movie boring. Though looks oh.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I will say that one of the things I was disappointed about with DC is not to go too far off subject, but the ending of Titans came to an end this last week,
mm-hmm.
and that show for 4 seasons was probably my favorite thing that DC had ever done as far as television went, really as far as anything they've ever done live action. I thought it was a great representation of the Teen Titans, and they totally blew it in the last episode. And oh my God, it was laughably bad. They had to fight Brother Blood, who for some reason was like this fucking. He was like a son of Trigon, and so at the end of it, Brother Blood he kills like 40 people, just drains their life force in a room, like sucks all their souls into his body. But then at the end, he just goes toe to toe with Nightwing. It's like, why? Why did he just suck the life out of him? And not only that, they had Starfire and a Kryptonian Superboy in the room. Instead of them going toe-to-toe with this guy, Nightwing and Tim Drake go toe-to-toe with Brother Blood. And he has the power to, like, drain their life force. It was so – there were so many things. They got canceled.
Yeah.
So you could tell – that they rushed to, because I had a feeling they planned to do a season 5, and they were told they had to wrap it up with this season. So the mishmash at the end of this great series, really, if you watch every episode up to the very last one, it's great. But then the very last episode, because they were rushed and got canceled, it is just the most senseless, ridiculous episode ever. I was like, I even looked at my wife, and I was like, They've got to be kidding with this ending. this is absolute bullshit. I have for 4 years watched this show and I've loved it. I thought it was great. They did everything. They did the Deathstroke, and they did all these great storylines, and then they get to the Brother Blood thing and Trigon and all this stuff, and man, they just shit the bed with this episode. It's horrible. I'm hoping that Doom Patrol does. The rest of Doom Patrol is still coming up on mm-hmm. HBO Max. So I'm hoping they don't fuck that series, because that series is really good too. I thought Doom Patrol and Titans were two of the best things they'd ever made as far as doing movies or live action with DC. And man, they really blew Titans at the very end.
So going to The Flash, because Ezra Miller is a piece of trash. We all know this. We know what he's done, and he's a piece of trash. However,
DC's sticking with him.
At least for this one, but that this movie is this movie basically says everything is connected, Man of Steel, all of that, because Zod is in this movie, and it's the same Zod. We're getting two Batmen in this film. We're getting Batfleck.
Yeah.
And we're getting Keaton. And I just love Keaton. I saw extended trailers for this, and Keaton is like, it's. This is like you're just like a kid again, and they play the original Tim Burton Batman theme with it.
Well, I see they brought back the old Batmobile too. There's
the old Batmobile. Looks like the old Batwing is in there too. Like the old Batwing is in it. Zod's in it. Like I said, Bruce Ben Affleck's in it. Because a lot of the actors seem that they're pretty much done. Like, I think they said they're recasting, I don't know if Gal Gadot is going to continue to do Wonder Woman. And we all know the whole thing about Henry Cavill not being...
Well, James Gunn's wiping the slate clean, apparently. But then you got to think about it. They do that in comics, too.
Yeah, whenever they do it all the time. There's a new Wonder Woman in comics. Trinity. I've been seeing it on Tom King's Facebook.
Yeah.
Now,
like the biological daughter of Wonder Woman something, I think.
Mind you, in the last 2 years, I have not picked up modern comics because of the situations that I was in. So I am kind of out
You
of
didn't
it.
miss much.
I am probably not. There's a couple things I want to pick up.
Yeah, there's still a few good things out, but I mean, for the
But
most part, the industry's dying.
and I'm sorry, I went to a con this last weekend, and some of the pricing on books was just astro-fucking-nomical. And what's
Oh, I
weird,
know, man. They're going up.
a lot of people. So you, if you go to a con, like we see it at, when we used to go to C2E2. You know, every year there's like that book that's like hot. Like a few cons ago, when She-Hulk came out on Disney Plus, all the She-Hulk comics were like going up in price. For some
Yeah.
reason, a lot of people were trying to sell the original Marvel Transformers books. And I don't know if it's because Rise of the Beast is coming out
I
or
think I've
what.
got that first limited series
Yeah,
somewhere.
I've got that too. I've got like the first like six issues or something. Then it became the main series. I've got that. But the Steranko cover Polaris, which you know I want, is like it's going for 500. A year ago, it was like $50.
Yeah, I think I bought it for 35 when I
Yeah,
got it.
now it's up to
Well,
500.
I was looking through stuff in the room the other day, and I had an old, which I thought this was a shit book. I thought it was maybe worth $4 or $5. It was a Superman's girlfriend Lois Lane book where she's fighting Catwoman on the cover. And I don't even remember what number it is, but I looked it up and it was worth like $150. I was like, I think I picked this book up for like 350 somewhere in a box, and it was like worth $150. I'm like, man, all the
Exactly.
prices on comics are going crazy.
All right, give me a second. I'm gonna end recording here right now. I'm gonna send you a new link. But yeah, books are expensive, man. Like, just looking at it. So I picked up a couple like dollar bin X-Men, Uncanny X-Men that from like the 2000s that I didn't have that I need to fill out my slots. But even like people were selling like Sonic and not Archie Sonic. They were selling IDW Sonics for like $35. Because apparently those
IDW
books
took a
have gone
lot of
up.
titles and upgraded them big time, though.
They did.
IDW did.
I've gotta get into that. I gotta go and like that's probably my next big purchase is I'm just gonna go and get all the IDW Sonics I don't have. That way I have them. Because
Yeah,
I'm looking at
just the quality of the books themselves, the paper and everything's better.
I mean, I got a there's slots in the Archie series that I need to fill in, and most people don't have. They're not, you know, they don't take those books to cons, you know.
You've got like the best
I do.
collection.
I do. Because I got it straight from the artist.
Yeah, you got there's like nobody's gonna have a better Sonic collection than that.
No. But it's fun because I go there and you know, you have your comic vendors. Now there's some guys when I go to the cons, I will not go to their table because I know they price gouge. I know it's their private collection and they want as much money as they can get off of it. So I avoid them totally. It's kind of like when we used to watch Flea Market Madness. And he would talk about the resellers. You just stay away from the resellers. It's kind of like that. There are certain guys I know that are at this con. I do not go to their tables. I will not even you know look at their stuff because I know they're going to be above what most people's prices are.
Those guys are usually dicks too. They
Oh, they're such dicks.
rude assholes.
And they're gatekeepers too. It's like I know more about comics than you do, even if you have a
Well, the guy
collection.
at C2E2 pissed me off. I was looking through his books and he told me to move,
Yeah.
and I just kind of looked at him like, "All right, fine." And then I went right across so he could see me and spent $300 at the guy's booth right across the way.
Wasn't
Like,
that the
well,
one
fuck
where
you, dude.
the guy did it, you went across and you brought like that Brainiac? Not Brainiac, the
Yeah,
Bizarro. The
I went
Bizarro.
right across the way and I was like 275 and bought first Bizarro from a guy right in front of that guy just to piss him off.
Just to piss him off. But also there's so many more like at these like at the convention like the Virginia Comic Con now you have there's a guy who's dedicated, he's just video games and he brings video games, which I bought Thunderbirds for NES. Remember Thunderbirds? I
Yeah.
bought Thunderbirds for
I didn't even
NES.
know they had a game for that.
They had a game. I bought Thunderbirds. A lot of, you know, a lot of the, of course you always have your local vendors, you know, people that make like stickers and keychains and art and stuff like that. And then you have there are a lot of toys. So there was a lot of Transformers, a lot of the Marvel toys. So it's fun, but like
I love
the
looking at those vintage toy booths at cons because I
yeah.
love when they still got shit that I had as a kid and they still got it in the box.
You
It
know what
just
I
blows my
saw?
mind.
You know what I saw?
Yeah.
The Mego Star Trek Bridge playset.
Oh wow! Yeah, that the transporter too
That
is
was there
dope.
too. The transporter was there. The like the comm units were there. They had
a flag
all.
this time? Was there a flag?
There's always a flag. There's always a flag. But a lot of Migos stuff, you know, a lot of the, you, there was
That
one
was the name of
guy.
the game when I was a kid. It's Mego action figures, man. That's I would go every year and even buy new ones to replace the old ones that got worn out and everything. I loved them.
There was one guy. He was an artist, and I don't know if he had anything to do with these, but he had them. But they were $35 a piece, and I was like, I'm not spending this on these. But, and I think they were newer ones. They weren't the old ones like when I was a kid. But these were, he had Bucky O'Hare action figures,
Oh yeah.
and I'm sitting there going,
I think they made Bucky
what?
O'Hare action figures at one
Yeah, so
time.
they made them when, so back in the 90s when they came out with the one season cartoon. They
Yeah.
came out with action figures, and I had Bucky, I had Deadeye Duck, I had a couple of the frogs, I had the gorilla. But these were like newer ones because they had a lot more articulation in them. And I love Bucky O'Hare. I think that's something that in the world of remakes, where everybody's making shitty, crappy remakes with crabs that look like Mr. Krabs from frickin' SpongeBob. I'm sorry, Sebastian looks like Mr. Krabs. His eyes, he looks like. I'm waiting for him to go.
SpongeBob.
I'm waiting for him to go, adio, money. Money, money, money. Adio, kiss the boy and get the money. Money, money. You know? But,
He's number one.
I'm sorry, guys. You all can hate me if you listen to this. I don't give two shits about the Little Mermaid remake. I just. It's not for me. I don't care.
I don't usually watch. I watched all
I
the
watch the
Disney movies when I was a
original.
kid. That shit doesn't appeal to me at all anymore anyway. It doesn't matter what the controversy or whatever. I'm not going to watch The Little Mermaid, whether who's in
Yeah.
it. I don't
Now,
give a
if
shit.
they redo Black Cauldron and actually do the
I watch shit
Chronicles of.
like Terrifier. I'm not into Little Mermaid.
If they actually do, because Disney has the rights, if they actually do the Chronicles of Prydain right, I will watch that. Although,
They
then
plan on
they.
doing that? Has that
Yeah.
been
Yeah,
a
they're planning.
thing?
Yeah, I think they're planning to do it because they got the rights to the whole Chronicles of Prydain series again. They got the rights again. So hopefully they'll do that. But then again, they cancel Willow after one season.
I thought they got another show. I thought they said they were getting another one.
It's on, according to the showrunner, it's on extended hiatus, quote unquote.
Probably got to fix the writing. A lot of people were complaining it wasn't that good.
Well, a lot of people were
Said
also
there wasn't
complaining.
no Willow in it. That was the problem. They said there's not
Well,
enough Willow.
yeah, I mean, Alora Dannon was good. Alora Dannon was good. Yes, Willow was in it, but it was more like a CW show. It was like,
Yeah.
we're going to talk about Sorcious Children and all that. And of course, Val Kilmer has,
Yeah, they said
The neck cancer and everything.
he might have been well enough to make an appearance in the second season. That's why I thought
Yeah.
for sure they were going to get another one because they were teasing Val Kilmer
And
for
then
it.
we would get what we wanted all them years ago when we actually had an episode that said, give us Fat Mad Mardigan.
Yeah, well, I think he's in shape. I think he's
He's in good
lost a lot
shape,
of
though.
weight. Yeah, he's better
Yeah.
now.
Oh! Guess what was announced yesterday? So you've heard the game Dead by Daylight.
Yes.
The game where you they
I
have
played it
all
with you
Yeah,
before.
you've played it with me before. Guess who just got announced as a new character in Dead by Daylight as themselves?
As themselves?
As themselves.
The Undertaker.
Nicolas Cage.
No way, really?
Nicolas Cage is
He
coming
must
to
play the
Dead by
game. He must
Daylight.
love it, or he wouldn't do something like that, I don't think.
And everybody's sitting there going, well, what character of Nicolas Cage? Apparently it's going to be himself, but I sat there going, well, the obvious choice would probably be like Face Off Nicolas
Yeah,
Cage,
what's
but
his name? Castor Pollux or
Castor Troy.
whatever.
But I was like, no. Give me Willy's Wonderland Nicolas Cage, where he's just quiet
Yeah,
and beating
I
the
did watch
shit.
that.
What did you think of Willy's Wonderland?
I heard
I
it was
loved
good.
it.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Can you believe? I think that was originally supposed to be a Five Nights at that was supposed to be a Five Nights at Freddy's movie,
Really? Yeah,
originally.
I. Oh, man.
And of course,
It's pretty good.
they are making a Five Nights at Freddy's movie. And apparently, so the apparently the Banana Splits movie was also supposed to be a Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yeah, there was a run on that this act, like a mini genre, what do you call it? Like
Yeah, it was like
animatronic
animatronic horror.
murders. Yeah.
Yeah, mechanophobia. But I loved Willy Wonderland because here's Nicolas Cage. He's just popping like soda pop and energy drinks. He's just cleaning, beats the shit out of animatronics, and goes back to cleaning. If he gets cut, he puts duct tape over it. And he doesn't say, Nicolas Cage never says a word in the entire movie. He never says a single word.
Yeah, not really. I do want to see Renfield with him.
I
I
do.
that's
I do want to see
I don't want to
Renfield.
pay $20 to see it, but I
So
do want to see it.
here's what you need to look at. So like the theater by me, every Wednesday night, their tickets are only like $4. It's like so check the theaters and see if like on Wednesdays if they're doing like half price, because I know, like I said, at Cinema Cafe here, every Wednesday is only $4. So I can go to a
The one
movie at
theater
four.
we had like that in Rockford used to be right up here at this the mall right by my house. So that mall you go to, well, you've been here before.
Yeah.
There's a mall up on the corner, and there used to be a theater, and there used to be a dollar theater. And when all the first run movies would play the first run movies for like 2 or 3 weeks, then that place would get them for a dollar. So we used to be able to go up there, but they closed it down. So now you can't go and see the cheap movies. So.
Yeah. You never know. Now that I have money again, I may just show up at your doorstep. I'll just be like, "Hey, I'm here for a couple days to chill."
Yeah, you should make sure I'm home.
I'll make sure you're
Yeah,
home. I'll make sure Jess doesn't go, "Get the fuck out."
just be like camped out in the driveway if I'm gone for the day or something.
Make sure the dogs don't attack me.
Oh, they're gonna bark at you,
Oh, I
but
know.
they're not gonna attack you
Oh,
because they
no.
just bark.
They'll remember. They'll sniff. They have sniff memory. They'll remember me.
Yeah, you met Libby when you
Yeah,
were here, right?
I met both. I
Libby.
met Libby and Otto.
Oh, did you? Yeah, and
Because I was,
Stella.
because we,
You
because you
met
got,
Stella once,
yeah, I met
but then
Stella
she's.
once. Because we went when we were at C2E2. You were looking for a Dr. Octopus collar for Otto.
I was
Yeah.
gonna get him a Superior Spider-Man
Yeah.
one.
And meanwhile, my cat has a Captain America shield for his tags.
I've still got Libby. I got Libby the first year we went. I got Libby a Deadpool one,
That's
and
right.
I've
Yeah.
still got it somewhere. I let her. She wore it, and she got it real muddy, and she got into a bunch of dirt and stuff, and it got dirty, and I washed it off, and I never put it back on her. I've still got it somewhere.
I have been like, it has been a weird ride over the last couple of months. Things have worked out. Things have been good. Love life has been great. We got a good girl behind me who actually goes to the conventions and buys stuff and is excited about Comic Cons. Got my cat. And there are times, yes, I have to say his full name, Bob, Mr. Jim Business. And I gotta, Bob do bop bop,
I would
skibbity scat
always do
scat,
that.
skibbity scoop bop bop. Gotta do a scatting with him. He went for his first ride in his cat backpack today. Because I
Oh,
got,
yeah,
you
you
know,
want with the
I got, yeah,
bubble
with the bubble. I got a cat backpack with a bubble. He went
out?
to the vet today, so he got to ride in that for today.
You wear
I'm thinking about getting him the
it
little,
on the front or the back?
I wear it on the back, but I was thinking about getting him the little Spider-Man hat for himself, so he can be the little spider cat, like in the trailer and everything. So I got that. I've been playing a lot of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. I got the Tears of the Kingdom, and I've been playing that. Really good game. It's been wild. Let's put it that way, and I'm happy to get
Yeah,
things back to
you've
normal.
gotten some good news lately, so yeah,
Oh
I
yeah.
imagine.
Oh yeah.
Well,
It's
it's
been
been
good.
if people that might just discover the show and tune into this episode, Spin's had a wild ride for the last how many
Two and a
years has it
half.
been?
Well, if
Two and
you
a
want to
half?
count before the divorce, because there was 2 years of the you know with the, since the divorce, but then all the year before that, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so Sven's just now seeing the light of day again for the first time
Yeah. And I'm
in
down
many a
50
year.
pounds, man.
And that too, that's you're getting better, man. It's
The
good.
last
And
time.
I told you way back when you were at your lowest, I said this is going to suck, and
Yeah.
it's probably going to suck for a long time, but don't get down to where you can't take care of yourself and you don't eat and you're harming yourself because this
Yeah.
is going to be over and you are going to have a glorious day coming very soon. And here it is.
The
Here it
last
is
time
finally.
you physically saw me, like in person, I was pushing a little over 300 pounds. I am down to 258 pounds right now and still
It
losing.
was bad because you had a lot. We couldn't get around the con because your knees would go
Yeah.
out, my back would go out. We were just a
We're
couple of
old.
sad fuckers walking around.
We need Tony Stark nanite armor to help us get around.
Yeah, I gotta get
But you
them
know,
Don Cheadle legs so you
yeah.
can
But now, you know, I've been eating better, doing my DDP yoga, you know, having people in my life that are more confident, finding my spirituality, you know, now that I'm a proud Norse pagan. I don't speak of the Christian God. I don't believe in that God. I venerate my gods, Odin and Freya, a little bit of hell on the side. I'm not wearing it now 'cause I took a shower earlier. But I wear my Mjolnir. I have my Mjolnir that I wear every single day. I have a wristband with Odin's Raven on it because my Ravens are everywhere. I've been just happier, bro. It's like so much fun. I'm eating better. I cooked fish the other night. I was like, I want fish. And I cooked fish.
And you can, that's the thing, man. You can do whatever you want. There's nobody telling you, hey, you can't do that.
No, I got called last night. My kids called me last night. I was in Wawa getting a ciabatta Philly steak because they can put Philly steak on ciabatta bread. So I was getting one of those, I do more water nowadays, but I have like the Mio stuff that I'll put in the water.
We're doing a podcast at 3 p.m. We never did that before.
No. And that's because I worked last night, so I could take a couple hours. You know, I went to a meeting last night for work that was, it went from like 6:30 to 8:30. So there's like 2 hours. I can just be like, hey, I'm taking that now. You know, I'm having so much fun. This weekend I'm going to go see my folks. I'm taking my kids and my girlfriend and her daughter, and they're going to meet my folks.
That's another thing you couldn't do hardly ever.
Yeah.
You just never did that.
Now I do, and I'm taking them and I'm going to see my folks. I'm seeing my mom, my dad, my sister, my nieces, my brothers, my grandmother, my grandfather.
Remember the last time you posted pictures from something like that.
Never. And I mean, I don't post much anyway because I don't want people to use it for purposes. But you know,
amongst us, even the your personal.
Well, that's what I have a lot. Only people personal can see my stuff anyway, so I should post a little bit more. I have people blocked and restricted so they can't see shit.
Well, obviously there's some people that have to be.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But what I'm happy about is you have been doing some great work with Shuli and all that. You've been doing some great artwork for them, and it's all, you know, it's on Twitter and stuff that they can see.
Yeah. If you go to SpaceG75, it's all on there. I'm still working on that. I'm starting to get show mentions on the podcast. It's starting to talk about me on there. So, and I'm friends with Shuli and Bob Levy on Twitter, and that's been a big step. I'm actually friends with Bob Levy. I talk to him often on Twitter here and there. So things are looking up in that department, pushing for that. Maybe one day you'll hear us on that network.
Hopefully.
Advanced that far, who knows?
You never know. We're still one of those podcasts that even though we've taken breaks and hiatuses, we're still going all these years later because we started, if you count panel to panel, we started like 2014.
Yeah, it's been a road, man.
It's been a road. It's been almost, you and me have almost, next year will be a decade of podcasting.
Yeah.
A decade.
I think it's time we, we take all this experience and push it.
We do. We push it.
We've been on the air for a long time. We've done a lot of stuff. We've interviewed everyone under the sun in the geek world, and,
and we still bring
our due. We're going to take over the world.
We're going to take over, and we still bring a certain. As I said before, we bring a certain aspect, a certain opinion, and a certain outlook on things. Because a lot of podcasts these days, they're all youngins. They only know the day today. They don't know about yesteryear, and that is why next week on the show, I would think I have a topic for us for next week, and I think it's right up your alley. I know it's up on my alley, and it's something I've been thinking about. Thank you, Tubi. The original Marvel Cinematic Universe. And what I mean by the original Cinematic Universe is Lou Ferrigno, Bill Bixby as the Hulk, but they also had the Hulk movies where Daredevil was in one and Thor was in one. So I want to talk about the original Marvel Cinematic Universes.
We got the Spider-Man and the Red Brown Captain America. Mm-hmm. I could even go Dolph Lundgren, Punisher.
Sure, and the very first theatrically released Marvel film of Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. And really, you go all the way up to, in my opinion, you go all the way up to Wesley Snipes doing Blade. And I think Blade is super important because I think Blade is what kicked off this new universe that we're seeing now.
I don't think if we didn't have Blade, I don't think we would have gotten the X-Men that we did.
No,
and
it was
like
definitely
that.
It definitely showed people that you can make a hardcore superhero action movie and people will go see
and
it.
Most people didn't even know that Blade was a Marvel character when it came out.
Yeah, and that was all Snipes, man. Snipes was a fan of that character. Snipes was big into that. And which is, he better at least get a cameo in the new Blade whenever it comes out.
And that's where, when you have people like that, you take like a Snipes or a Bernthal, who are such fans, and they will go to every length to make sure that character seems authentic to the fans, and it's a proper representation. Because let's face it, we had Lundgren, we had Thomas Jane, we had Ray Stevenson, but Bernthal is by far the best Punisher that has ever
Oh
been
yeah, man.
on the live screen.
There's no doubt. Thomas Jane was good. Thomas Jane was the best besides Bernthal.
Bernthal.
Thomas
I
Jane
do admit, yeah, he was good.
deserves his credit as being a really good version of Frank Castle.
He does. He
And
really
I
does.
love that. What's his name? The wrestler. What's his
Kevin
name? Whatever.
Nash.
Yeah, I love that Kevin Nash really took a stab wound to the chest for that. Thomas Jane really stabbed him
Yeah.
with a knife for that, and he kept the knife in and just rolled with the scene until it was
If
over.
you ever, like, if you're drawing or something, you ever want to listen to podcasts, go listen to Click This, KLIQ This, Click This. It's Kevin Nash's podcast.
Oh yeah, he's been on. I've heard some of it. What was he on? I saw a big interview with him where he was talking about. It might have been his show where he was talking about getting stabbed on the
Yeah.
Punisher.
His show is so down to earth, and he had a lot of issues. He had a lot of tragedy in the last year. His son passed away this last year, and it was a, him and his son were really, really close. And that's weird to say, yeah, of course they'd be really close, but there's a bond between father and son sometimes, and sometimes there's not a bond between a father and son, but they were like, had that huge bond. But Kevin Nash is, he's so smart, but he says it like it is. And that's why I like listening to him. A couple other ones I like to listen to when you're not listening to the Nerd Rage Renegades, if you're a wrestling fan, go listen to Foley's Pod with Mick Foley.
Yeah, I always liked Mick Foley.
Mick Foley's is good. Another one that I really enjoy is The Snake Pit with Jake the Snake Roberts. Because you want to
Yeah,
talk about him, he says it like it is, and he does not give two shits. And he fully admits, he will fully say, look, I was an addict. I was an asshole. I did
he's been
drugs.
doing the podcast rounds for the last couple of years. I've been hearing him on
Yeah,
different shows here and
he
there.
did the podcast rounds. He had one with Diamond Dallas Page called the DDP Snake Pit, but then DDP, I think, decided he wasn't gonna, he had other things. He was too busy to do it. So Jake took it, and he's now it's just the Snake Pit with Jake the Snake. But he does the rounds. I listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts. So I listen to Foley's Pod, I listen to Jake's. I'll listen to 83 Weeks every once in a while if the topic is something I'm interested in, with Eric Bischoff, who used to run WCW. But that's when I'm driving. Show recommendations, definitely Terrifier. Go check out both Terrifier movies. They're not for the faint of heart.
Oh no, they're extremely violent. If you
These are movies
if
that
you
my girlfriend says you can watch by yourself. You're not gonna, I'm
yeah,
not watching it
my
with you.
wife won't watch them either, but I watched both of them and I think it's not just there's something better about them though. There's a level of coolness to like I'm not a big fan of just torture porn
Right.
blood shit like that. There's a level of artistry to Terrifier that's beyond that though. There's a supernatural element to it, and it has to do with demon resurrection and the clown dude is the creepiest fucker I've ever seen in my
He's
life.
kind of got that the Man Who Laughs kind of vibe to
Yeah,
it,
exactly that. It looks a lot like that, and he's really scary, man. He's a just a really creepy, gross fucking clown that wanders around with a garbage bag full of weapons and body parts, and he's like a force of, it's weird, he's like a force of nature. He's not
Yeah.
like, he's a real physical being, but he's not human, and he can't really be killed. I mean, they can kind of stop him for a little while and destroy his body, but he somehow comes back somehow. He's resurrected from hell.
Yeah.
So he's
He's
like,
like Jason.
yeah, in a way, a lot like Jason, but in like an original kind of cool way that's
Yeah.
not. They're really good. I like them. Another recommendation I would have if you're as you know I'm a big fan of the Murder She Wrote series
Yes.
and mystery stuff. I'm also a big Sherlock Holmes fan. So anybody has never seen we get once in a while whenever I want to watch it I'll throw down a subscription for BritBox, the app BritBox. They've got the Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes series. There's four seasons, four different seasons. It's like the Casebook of Sherlock Holmes, the Return of Sherlock Holmes. Jeremy Brett is Sherlock Holmes to a T. The guy, he died. I think he died of cancer. But they made this series in like 1985, and it is so well shot and locations really in England and all the real locations from the books. and it's a period show set back in the time of Sherlock Holmes. You can't tell that they didn't film this thing last year. It's so well shot. And this is a series from like 1985. And Jeremy Brett playing Sherlock Holmes is the best version of that character you are ever going to see. The guy was like tireless, and he wanted to be the ultimate version of Sherlock Holmes, and I think he achieved it. It is a great 4-season series. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
My final recommendation for the week is on Paramount Plus. It is called School Spirits. It stars Peyton List. If you haven't heard of her, she used to be on Disney shows. She was on like Jessie and Bunked and things like that. But now she's an adult. She's doing a lot of these shows. But School Spirits about a girl presumed to be murdered in her school, and anyone who's murdered on the school grounds is still there on the school grounds, kind of like in a limbo until they are able to cross over. But she ends up finding out that she can speak to her best friend, which starts leading them to try to figure out who killed her and where her body is, because her body has never been found. So people don't think she's dead. They think that she's just missing. But it's a really well-written series, and also the fact that the ghosts try to live normal lives sometimes. Like they'll go to the football, like the homecoming games. They'll go to the homecoming dance, even though they're ghosts. And there's this weird element, like this weird element with it, where like apparently like they can interact with like things, like books or something like that. But there's like some weird time thing where if they move something in the human mind world, like our world, like the living world, time kind of puts it back in its right place where it's supposed to be. It's interesting because they're able to like drink coffee and stuff like that because they take it. It's they explain it, you know, with like this weird supernatural timey-wimey thing. But the series so far, one season. They are, but I believe they are doing season two because they do end on a cliffhanger. But really, it's a really good series, a really good take on the ghost genre. And it's not kind of like Ghost Whisperer type-ish. It's more these are the ghosts and they're there.
It reminds me, it kind of sounds like that. I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's a show on, it was done in England, and they're doing an American version of it now called Ghosts.
Yeah,
And I
I've
think
heard of
the
that.
American version's on CBS, but the British version is really funny because it's in this like old manor house, and this lady inherits this house, and she goes there, and all these ghosts are still in it from all through the generations. And one of them is a caveman that's been there since like caveman days. He got trampled by a mammoth or something, and he's still there. And like all the ghosts are arguing about, well, I own this house back. And he's like, I've owned all this. The caveman's like, I owned all this land, all of it. It's all mine. I've been here forever.
The soul spirits one is cool. It's kind of like that because you get people like from the different eras. So there's like a girl who died in like the 70s. There's a girl who died in the 80s.
Yeah,
No, there,
it
yeah, there's
kind
a
of is like
boy that
Ghost
died in the
Spirits.
80s. You know, he was the 80s jock and he doesn't really understand like modern stuff. He still speaks in like 80s slang. So it's fun. It's fun. But next week, I definitely want to talk about the Incredible Hulk movies, the original Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think it's something that most people don't know about, and definitely can go check out. And as we go through now, I think we're gonna be on a regular schedule. We're gonna push this out every week. Life is back to normal. Feeling good. Feeling great. I'm on Ozempic. They gave me the celebrity diabetes meds. I'm on a
Hey.
one. I am on the 1 week. The one shot a week. Ozempic. Which all the celebrities with diabetes is like, I'm on Ozempic, you know? And it does. It helps with weight loss and everything. I've noticed a change in it. You know.
I'm on that peasant metformin still.
I'm still on the metformin too.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the metformin, but then because, you know, I go, you know, thankfully I'm a veteran, so the VA pays for my stuff.
We
They
should
got
change the show to the diabetic guys.
I'm about to change it to the diabetic renegades. No, the
Diabetic
diabetic.
renegades.
No, not diabetic. The diabetic, because we got
Diabetic.
the diabetes,
The
like the Wilford
diabetes.
Brimley.
We should have Wilford as like our mascot,
We're
like
gonna
his
instead of the
face.
goat from now on. Instead of the goat, it's gonna be Wilford Brimley, but
Wilford.
his mustache will be like the horns of the goat, and it's gonna
You'll
be
have
it's
a
gonna it's gonna be
blood testing kit.
it's gonna
Oh
be
my God.
Wilford Brimley with a blood testing kit and a bowl of and a bowl of wheat, a bowl of
Oatmeal.
shredded a bowl of oatmeal. His
On a
shredded
horse.
wheat. His cream of wheat.
It's
He's gonna have
the
the
right thing to
Quaker.
do.
It's the right thing to do. Oh, I, you know, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna find someone to draw us a logo of freaking Wilford Brimley as a thing. 'Cause you know what? If we do end up making it big, we're gonna need different shirts, and that's gonna be a shirt. It's gonna be the Wilford Brimley shirt. It's gonna be kind of like Brad has the Fuck Saul shirt. We're gonna have the Wilford Brimley
It's gotta have
shirt.
like the alien. It's gotta have like the cocoon
Oh,
alien pod thing in
we'll have our shirt with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Suki Bear on
it.
it.
This Suki Bear beating the shit out of Neil
Or them both saying
deGrasse
we
Tyson.
were right, and then there'll be like a link to the freaking the FBI or whatever says they found the UFO thing.
That's the Pentagon is telling us they're real. It blows my mind that the Pentagon has basically come out and told the entire world, yes, UFOs are real. We don't know where they come from. We don't know what their purpose is, and they've been coming here for a very long time. And crickets. No, nobody gives a shit.
You
Nobody
know who they need to
cares.
talk to? Breen.
Oh yeah. Well,
Breen would know because Breen's
he
from the
was been aware
future.
of it. Yeah, he's been aware of it
He's been
for a
aware of
long
it for
time.
years. Breen knows.
By the way, Neil Breen's sequel to Twisted Pair is making the film film circuit right now, I believe, and should be available for download coming up very soon. Breen says he will notify us on Twitter when it's ready to go.
You know what we need? You know what the ultimate. So, we have all this stuff. We have these freaking super groups. Why has nobody done the super group of like Neil Breen, Suki Bear, David A.R. White? Because let's face it, if the rapture comes, if the Christian God is real and it comes and causes the apocalypse, we need David A.R. White. Hey, Scotty. Jesus, man. But
Jesus, bro.
then he does. Have you seen Perdition Road?
No.
His like Mad Max style
Yeah,
Jesus
I've seen that. I
apocalypse
saw the review
films?
of it, but I haven't seen the. I
Oh
saw the
my
review. I
God,
haven't
I've seen the
seen.
reviews of it with Brad, but oh my
Yeah.
God, these things have. Kevin Sorbo's in it as like a futuristic apocalyptic pimp. Like I need to see apocalyptic pimp Hercules, okay?
I just saw Sorbo in something yesterday. It was on YouTube. I can't
I don't
remember what it was.
know.
It was some real
I
bad
have
movie.
wanted to binge watch like Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, but it's
Yeah.
like you have to like buy it. You can't. It's not like on a streaming service. You have to like
Oh.
buy the shit. Same with like Xena and all of them. But you need David A.R. White. We need Suki Bear. We need Breen. Definitely. I think Tommy Wiseau needs to be in that super group.
Oh, and speaking of coming full circle, Lucy Lawless is also in Ash vs. Evil Dead, so she has a
Yes,
connection as well to
Lucy
the Evil
Lawless
Dead.
is still gorgeous. Oh my God, that woman. You know what? And next week we'll talk about it as well. We'll talk about the Furiosa prequel that's coming out because you're a huge Furiosa fan.
Yeah, I love all the Mad Max movies. They're all some of my
And
favorite movies of all time.
so we'll talk about Furiosa because one of our favorites is now playing because it's a prequel, so it's a young Furiosa, and one of our favorites is playing her, Anya
Yes,
Taylor-Joy.
that's they didn't recast her though, did they? Did they
That no,
recast
they
her, or
recasted
is
Furiosa.
oh, as her, you mean?
Anya
Talking about
Taylor-Joy is
yeah.
playing Furiosa.
I was aware of that. Yeah, that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's a younger version. And Thor,
Chris
what's his
Hemsworth.
name? Yeah, Hemsworth is playing like the villain
He's
and
also playing Hulk Hogan.
Is he really?
Yeah, there's a Hulk Hogan
I can
biopic coming
see
out
he
with Chris
kinda
Hemsworth
could
as
I think he
Hogan.
could pull it off. You give him a big handlebar and a blonde wig.
Oh yeah.
You don't even need to, well, I guess you could shave his head
See, that's a guy that no matter what, he like wants to play Thor until he can't play Thor anymore. Chris
Yeah,
Hemsworth.
that's what I like to hear when you're joining a franchise like that, you better be ready to
Well,
like
yeah, cause
Jackman did Wolverine for like 20 years.
yeah, and look, it took Deadpool to pull him back out.
Oh man,
Jerry
that's
Seinfeld took him away from us, and Ryan
yeah.
Reynolds was like, "Fuck you, Seinfeld."
It's gonna be the greatest ever. The Wolverine
Just,
Deadpool.
I
They've
just
teamed
that,
up in the comics.
yeah.
It's time for this.
I
It's gonna be
just
good.
that original teaser was just the greatest, where he's like, "Hey, Hugh, want to play Wolverine one more time?" Sure, Ryan.
Yeah,
He's walking
right.
upstairs. Sure, Ryan. And then Ryan Reynolds, and he's
Everybody's been
like,
telling him like he's been, nope, I'm not playing Wolverine. He's been real
I
adamant
used to
about it
love
too.
it during COVID where they would show those videos of Ryan Reynolds just like popping into like Skype calls with Hugh Jackman when like he's doing like an X-Men reunion and Ryan Reynolds just shows up. He's like, "Oh, hi guys."
Well, technically he's X-Men
Yeah.
adjacent. I
But
wouldn't
then
say
he
he's
brought in like all like the young like the X-Men First Class people. to do anything. They're like, oh, hi. And what, they're all like, oh, I thought this was the Game of Thrones reunion. I'm sorry. But yeah, definitely. We're back. We're here. Next week, we're going to talk about the old Bill Bixby, Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk.
I also think, by the way, I also think New Mutants is highly underrated,
It is.
as in the X-Men movie series. Go see New Mutants if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
It's really good. I thought it
It's
was
good.
good.
But we'll talk about Furiosa. We're going to talk about all this other stuff. It feels good to be back. We're going to be on a schedule, so next week we will tell you exactly what schedule we're on, so you know when these episodes will drop every single week. I'm thinking probably Thursdays. I think we could do Wednesday shows.
Yeah.
Like record Wednesdays, have it drop on Thursdays. That way, every week there'll be a new show. We'll start plugging it. I will start promoting on Twitter
I'm flexible,
again.
man. Whenever you're ready, I'm here, usually.
I'm good most nights. We'll get it done. We'll get her done. But thank you
You
all
might
for
even get 2 weeks
listening.
sometimes if we're feeling up to it.
Sometimes you might. But thank you guys so much. We will see you next week right here on the Nerd Rage Renegades podcast.
Good night, everybody.
Nerd Rage Renegades.